Need a laptop? The difference is what you're plugging into. At Domain.
Expert Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
Tell you what, I'm always excited when I hear that Trevor's going to tell us about something that's out of this world.
It's a Facebook feast too with your stories this morning. What first, Trevi?
This is, I'm telling you, out of this world.
All right.
Okay. There's a thing called Oculus. It's a virtual reality headset. It's been around for a few years. I'm not a massive fan of virtual reality. It doesn't really float my boat, but Oculus is now owned by Facebook. I went to Facebook headquarters in Sydney and they said, I want to show you this thing. I put on this headset. I hold these two controllers in my hand. There's no cable on the headset attached to a computer. It's not in any way attached to anything. I can roam around a room and be in a virtual world. Now, I don't even know how to explain this to you, but I for example, I did boxing. I was Rocky Balboa. I was in the ring with Adonis Creed. I look like a complete idiot if you walk into the room. Let me be very clear. And I was exhausted.
Wow.
After one round,
yeah,
I was exhausted. But because you have controllers in your hands, you've got virtual hands, so I could pick up objects in another game. I could throw paper aeroplanes. The thing about this device, the Oculus Quest, which is out next week, is it's completely unattached to anything, as I said, and that means you don't need a computer. You only need this device, and it is brilliant. It's the best virtual reality experience I've ever tried.
How much, Trev?
$650.
Oh, well.
Okay, well.
When you're paying $500 for a PS4 yeah. these days. So
well, this is the point, right? In a gaming world, that's not awful. So people will get into this. Games, heaps of games. You can. There's even Angry Birds in virtual reality now.
So hang on. Is it like going to, like, we've got these virtual reality gaming rooms?
But not connected to anything.
Okay. So you...
Yes.
Like, I could buy it and just roam around in my kitchen playing games without anything?
Yes. Now, the thing you've got to worry about is bumping into the kitchen bench.
Right.
But in this one, you draw a... So you look through the headset, actually can show you the room around you, even though you're blocking out your view, it's got cameras. And you draw a boundary in the room around the things that you don't want to walk into, and it stops you from walking into those in the game. A big red bar. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. Really cool stuff.
Yeah, no,
if you want to see me make an idiot of myself, I did video on EFTM.com.
Cool.
No, that's out of this world. I'm with you, because it always bothered me with the virtual reality. It was still connected to stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's on its own, that's great.
Can you do it outside?
Yeah, you can do it anywhere.
Unbelievable.
Cool.
Anywhere you could pick up Wi-Fi, I presume.
Yeah.
I don't need Wi-Fi if the game doesn't require it, so
wow.
No.
Rightio. Okay, now how do we order a pizza on Facebook?
Well, this is crazy. This is fun. Pizza Hut has an instant ordering Facebook Messenger chat. So you go to Pizza Hut's instant ordering, you say, I want to start an order, and it's like a little chat. It's like you're having a text message with the restaurant, and it just says, you don't want to order now? Yes. And you're basically just answering multiple choice questions. You know, do you want a pizza? Yes. It's a ham and pineapple? Yes. And you just click on things you want. And I ordered a pizza in like 3 minutes less on Facebook chat, and it arrived in 25 minutes. So,
what's the advantage?
It's come to a point where I don't need to speak to anyone.
I was going to say, what's the advantage of that, though? Because if I do order a pizza, 9 times out of 10, I'll do it online anyway.
Same.
It doesn't take very long. So what's their advantage?
A lot of people spend a lot of time on Facebook or Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
You don't need the Pizza Hut app.
Right.
So I've never had the Pizza Hut app. I'm more of a Domino's guy. Don't need a Pizza Hut app. So I was able to use Facebook Messenger to order a pizza.
Okay.
What have we come to?
Unbelievable. Mm. He's also a toilet paper folding under rather than outer, aren't you, Trevi?
No, I'm an over.
Are you?
Over, okay.
Knew I'd get it out of him.
We meet on Thursday.
I thought you were going to ask to fold or scrunch, but anyway, moving on.
See ya.
See ya.
Good on you, Trev. There's Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. That's his website. Everything for the man. Trev joins us every Tuesday to talk all things technology and out of this world kind of stuff.
Nice.
This is Tenure and Steve here at Newcastle's Triple M.